If a man says to a woman, I don't want you to go to church anymore, that woman's got the godly right to say, with humility, in humility, to say to that husband in love, I love you, I respect you as my husband, but Jesus is first in my life, I'm going to church, give God a hand. You never stay away from church because your husband is saying you should stay away. Forget it. Jesus is first. Amen. I do not expect my wife to obey me above Jesus. Forget it. She knows that very well. Jesus is her chief husband. Give him a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it a strange teaching this to you, huh? Jesus is first, my friend. Men are not perfect. Jesus is perfect. But don't you rebel against your husband. The Lord rebuke that. Amen. I say in humility, you will say to him, listen, sorry, I respect you, I honor you, but Jesus is first. Amen. And don't go to church and you didn't give your husband food, okay? Give him food first. Amen. Make sure his needs are met as well. Amen. I speak about humility. You speak to him and you handle him in humility. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you okay with that? Huh? Hallelujah. You control is witchcraft. I cannot force anyone to do anything, not even my children. My children have been brought up from a small age in the ways of Jesus. The things that, if they do some wrong things today, do not say, look at the pastor's son, start to criticize. Everyone needs to get saved by himself. They are not saved because I'm a pastor.
My children will be protected.
My children will be protected in Jesus' name. To make a choice against evil is a learned behavior that is given to you by grace that you need to develop. Say it is given by grace, but I need to develop it. As a Christian, to be among people who are mockers, who are alcohol abusers or smokers or whatever the case may be, for you to make a stand, not to speak together with them in their mockery. The grace has already been given to you to make a stand, but you need to develop that gift. Give Jesus a hand. Say, grace is being given to me. I must develop my gifts to stand in the midst of this world, to live as a Christian. To the woman, to live as a Christian woman. To the men, to live as Christian men. In the name of Jesus. You cannot change the system that you are in. But you can live your Christian life in that system. And you can treasure the values and Christian values in that system. If you're a woman in this world, don't be arrogant when you're in a situation. Management situation. Don't be arrogant towards men. Treat men with the necessary respect as God expects of you. And when you need to give them orders or whatever the case, you do it with honor and respect. As in this church, if there's older men than me, although I'm the pastor, I will treat the older men that are older than me as fathers. I will speak to them with great respect. I'm the leader. I'm the authority here. But I'll speak to an older man than me. I will speak to him with great respect as God expects of me. Because the Bible says, the older men, he's speaking to a pastor, the older men, you greet as and you speak to them as if they are your fathers. The same with a woman in a work situation where she's the manager appointed in this world. You treat the men around you with the same kind of respect. And if there's an ungodly man that is pushing in the wrong way, you stand firm in humility and you do not bend. Give Jesus a hand. But for you to go and fight women, you are not, the Lord is not fighting with you. For you to go and fight men, God's not in that. I came to realize, Christians, stay away from courts. God doesn't want you in courts. If it's really, really necessary, you got no choice, it's okay. But stay away from courts. God is not into that business. Rather give things over to God. He will give to you what belongs to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Stay away from courts. Stay away. If you're a woman, stay away from fighting men. God will not side with you if you're fighting men. But make your stand against wicked men. Just make your stand in humility. Say to the woman next to you, make your stand in humility. But don't fight them. God will not fight with you if you're fighting men. He will not. Because he did not call women to fight men. Amen. Amen. Say to the woman next to you, you need a lot of wisdom in this world. Remember, you live as a Christian in this world, like a daughter of Sarah, who called her own husband Lord. She called her husband Lord. As a godly woman, you should stand in humility, remembering that a godly woman's nature is that of the Holy Spirit. Say to the woman next to you, remember, a godly woman's nature is that of the Holy Spirit. If you look at my wife and you speak to my wife, you pick up very quickly it's the nature of the Holy Spirit. My wife will never fight a man, but she can make a strong stand against a wicked man without fighting him. A wicked man will not push my wife around. Not in any way. Not emotionally, not even physically. Because she knows her authority in Jesus, because she's submissive to her own husband. She will never fight men. She will rather stand back. She will make a very clear stand in humility against wicked men. And she can do it so well and irritate the living daylights out of the old devil. Amen. You know how irritated a wicked man gets when a woman makes a stand in humility and at the right time withdraw? He wants to manifest and free. But not the man, the devil. Amen. So I pray for the woman this morning for grace. For you to live as a Christian woman in this world. Because it's not so easy. Amen. It is not so easy. I pray for you for grace because there's many wicked men around. Many unbelieving men around that want to take many chances. Don't give in to their chance, to the things they want to do. Amen. Amen. Do not give in to their suggestions. Amen. I pray for grace for the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.